She can take the dark out of the night time and paint the daytime black. Hear anything she sees. You will start out standing proud to steal her anything she sees. But you will wind up peeking through her keyhole down upon your knees. She never stumbles, she got no place to fall. She never stumbles, she got no place to fall. She's nobody's child, the law can't touch her at all. She wears an Egyptian red ring, it sparkles before she speaks. She wears an Egyptian red ring, it sparkles before she speaks. She's a hypnotist collector, you are a walking antique. Sunday, salute her when her birthday comes. Bow down to her on Sunday, salute her when her birthday comes. For Halloween, give her a trumpet, and for Christmas, buy her a drum. The fourth time around. Just lies, I cried she was deaf. And she worked on my face until breaking my eyes and saying, what else you got left? It was then that I started to go, but she said, don't forget. Everybody must give something back, for something they get. I stood there and hummed. I tapped on her drum. I asked her how come. And she buttoned her boot and straightened her suit, and she said, don't get cute. So I forced my hands in my pockets and felt with my thumbs, and gallantly gave her my very last piece of gum. She threw me outside. I stood in the dirt where everyone walked. But when finding out I'd forgotten my shirt, I went back and knocked. I waited in the hallway as she went to get it, and I tried to make sense out of that picture of you in your wheelchair that leaned up against her Jamaican rum. And when she did come, I asked her for some. She said, no, dear. I said, your words are not clear. You better spit out your gum. She screamed till her face got so red and she fell on the floor. I covered her up and then went and looked through her drawer. When I was through, I filled up my shoe and brought it to you. And you took me in. You loved me then. You never wasted time. And I never took much. I never asked for your crutch. Now don't ask for mine. This is called Visions of Johanna. When you're trying to be so quiet, we sit here stranded, though we all do our best to deny it. And Louise holds a handful of rain, tempting you to defy it. Lights flicker from the opposite loft. In this room, the heat pipes just cough. The country music station plays soft, but there's nothing, really nothing to turn off. Just Louise and her lover so entwined, and the these visions of Johanna that conquer my mind. Lot where the ladies play blind man's bluff with the keychain, and the all-night girls they whisper of escapades out on the D train. We can hear the night watchman click his flashlight, ask himself if it's him or them that should be insane. At Louise, she's all right, she's just near. She's delicate and seems like the mirror, but she just makes it all too concise and too clear that Johanna's not here. The ghost of electricity howls in the bones of her face, where these visions of Johanna have not taken my place. Little boy lost, he takes himself so seriously. He brags of his misery, he likes to live dangerously. And when bringing her name up, he speaks of her farewell kiss to me. He sure got a lot of gall to be so useless and all, muttering small talk at the wall while I'm in the hall. Oh, how can I explain? It's so hard to get on, and these visions of Johanna, they kept me up past the dawn. Inside the museum, infinity goes up on trial. Voices echo, this is what salvation must be like after a while. But Mona Lisa must have had the highway blues, you can tell by the way she smiles. See the primitive wallflower free, when the jelly-faced women all sneeze, hear the one with the mustache say, geez, I can't find my knees. Jewels and binoculars hang from the head of the mule, but these visions of Johanna, they make it all seem so cruel. The peddler now speaks to the countess who's pretending to care for him, saying, name me somebody that's not a parasite, and I'll go out and say a prayer for him. But like Louise always says, you can't look at much, can you, man, as she herself prepares for him. And Madonna, she still has not showed. We see this empty cage now corrode, where her cape of the stage once had flowed. The fiddler, he now steps to the road. He writes, everything's been returned which was owed, on the back of the fish truck that loads, while my conscience explodes. The harmonicas play the skeleton keys and the rain. And these visions of Johanna are now all that remain. What you need, you think will last. But whatever you wish to keep, you better grab it fast. He understands your orphan with his gun. Saints are coming through, and it's all over now, baby blue. The highway is for gamblers, you better use your sense. Take what you have gathered from coincidence, the empty-handed painter from your streets is drawing crazy patterns on your sheets. The sky too is folding over you. It's all over now, baby blue. All your seasick sailors, they're all rowing home. All your reindeer armies, they're all going home. The lover who has just walked out your door, taking all his blankets from the floor. The carpet too is moving under you. And it's all over now, baby blue. We'll be right back. something calls for you. Forget the dead you've left, they will not follow you. The vagabond who's rapping at your door is standing in the clothes that you once wore. Strike another match, go start anew. It's all over now, baby blue. Postcards of the hanging, they're painting the passports brown. The beauty parlors filled with sailors, the circus is in town. Here comes the blind commissioner, they've got him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walker, the other is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless, they need somewhere to go. As Lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Row. Cinderella, she seems so easy. It takes one to know one, she smiles and puts her hands into her back pocket, Betty Davis style. And in comes Romeo, he's moaning, "He belonged to me, I believe." And someone turns and says to him, "My friend, you'd better leave." And the only sound that's left after the ambulances go is Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Row. Now the moon is almost hidden, the stars they're just pretending to hide. The fortune-telling lady has even taken all her things inside, all except for Cain and Abel and the hunchback of Notre Dame. Everyone is either making love or else expecting rain. And the good Samaritan, he's dressing, he's getting ready for the show. going to the carnival tonight on Desolation Row. Now Ophelia, she's neath the window. For her I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. Now to her, death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest. Her profession is her religion. Her sin is her lifelessness. And though her eyes are fixed upon Noah's great rainbow, she spends her time peeking into Desolation Row. Einstein disguised as Robin Hood, with his memories in a trunk, passed this way an hour ago with his friend, some jealous monk. Now he looked so immaculately frightful as he bummed a cigarette. Then he went off sniffing drain pipes and reciting the alphabet. You would not think to look at him, but he was famous long ago for playing the electric violin on Desolation Row. Dr. Filth, he keeps his world locked inside of a leather cup, but all his sexless patients, they are trying to blow it up. As nurse, some local loser, she's in charge of the cyanide hole. She also keeps the cards that read, "Have mercy on his soul." They all play on the penny whistle. You can hear them blow if you lean your head out far enough from Desolation Row. Across the street, they've nailed the curtains. They're getting ready for the feast. The Phantom of the Opera in a perfect image of a priest. They are spoon-feeding Casanova to get him to feel more assured. Then they'll kill him with self-confidence after poisoning him with words. And the Phantom shouts to skinny girls, "Get out of here if you don't know Casanova. He's just being punished for going to Desolation Row." At midnight, all the agents and the superhuman crew come out and round up everyone that knows more than they do. Then they bring them to the factory where the heart attack machine is strapped across their shoulders. And then the kerosene is brought down from the castles by insurance men who go check to see that no one is escaping to Desolation Row. A's V, Nero's Neptune, the Titanic sails at dawn. Everybody shouting, "Which side are you on?" And Ezra Pound and T.S. Eliot fighting in the captain's tower, while calypso singers laugh at them and fishermen hold flowers. Between the windows of the sea where lovely mermaids flow. And nobody has to think too much about Desolation Row. Yesterday, about the time the doorknob broke, when you asked me how I was doing, was that some kind of joke? All these people that you mention, yes, I know them, they're quite lame. I had to rearrange their faces and give them all another name. Right now, I cannot read too well. Don't send me no more letters, no. Not unless you mail them from Desolation Row.
Thank you.
friend. Yes, I believe I'll go see her again. Nobody has to guess that baby can't be blessed till she sees finally like she's like all the rest, with her fog and amphetamine and her pearls. Oh, she takes just like a woman. Yes, she does, she makes love like a woman. Yes, she does, and then she aches just like a woman. But she breaks just like a little girl. It was raining from the first, and I was dying there of thirst, so I came in here. And your long-time curse hurts, but what's worse is this pain in here. I can't stay in here. Ain't it clear that I just don't fit? Yes, I believe it's time for us to quit. But when we meet again and are introduced as friends, please don't let on that you knew me when I was hungry and it was your world. Ah, you take just like a woman. Yes, you do, you make love like a woman. Yes, you do, and then you ache just like a woman. But you break just like a little girl. Sleepy, and there isn't a place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Though I know that evening's empire has returned into sand,
vanished from my hand, left me blindly here to stand, but still not sleeping. My weariness amazes me, I'm branded on my feet, I have no one to meet, and the ancient empty streets too dead for dreaming. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me, I'm not sleepy and there's no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me, in the jingle jangle morning I come following you. Take me on a trip upon your magic swirling ship. My senses have been stripped, my hands can't feel to grip, my toes too numb to step. Wait only for my booties to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere, I'm ready for to fade into my own parade. Cast your dancing spell my way, I promise to go wandering. Tambourine Man, play a song for me, I'm not sleepy and there isn't a place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me, in the jingle jangle morning I come following you. Oh, you might hear laughing, spinning, swinging madly across the sun. It's not aimed at anyone, it's just escaping on the run. And but for the sky, there are no fences facing. And if you hear vague traces of skipping reels of rhyme to your tambourine in time, that's just a ragged clown behind, I wouldn't pay it any mind. Besides, it's just a shadow you're seeing that he's chasing. Tambourine Man, play a song for me, I'm not sleepy and there isn't a place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me, in the jingle jangle morning I come following you. Past the frozen leaves, the haunted, frightened trees, out to the windy beach, far from the twisted reach of crazy sorrow. Yes, to dance beneath the diamond sky, with one hand waving free, silhouetted by the sea, circled by the circus sands, with all memory and fate, driven deep beneath the waves. Let me forget about today until tomorrow. Hey, Mr. tambourine man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there isn't a place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I come following you.
In 15 minutes.